Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to All About Agatha, the podcast dedicated to reading and ranking every single mystery novel written by the Queen of Crime, Dame Agatha Christie. I'm Kemper Donovan.
I'm Catherine Brobeck.
And this is a short little episode. It's not even a real podcasting episode. This is a bit of a teaser advert to notify our dear listeners about a conference we have mentioned a couple of times passingly in the last few episodes. We will be traveling to Cambridge University, as in Cambridge, England, where we will be participating, we are so excited, in a conference, Agatha Christie, A Reappraisal, and this is the fourth International Agatha Christie Conference, taking place pretty much at the summer solstice, which is very exciting and rather pagan, on the 19th to 20th of June. At Lucy Cavendish College at Cambridge. Essentially, it seems that there are a bunch of like-minded Agatha Christie scholars and fans, could perhaps call them nerds, fanatics, what have you, who gather there.
Those are our people.
They are. I'm not using the words nerds and fanatics pejoratively by any means.
I'm a nerd.
Of course. No, at this point, nerd is, I feel like it's...
You're saying it with love? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying nerd with love. So Agatha Christie nerds all gather and present papers and ideas about Dame Agatha.
And I think it's important to talk about the fact that it's not even nerddom. It's the idea that, you know, obviously we spend a lot of time every week.
A shocking amount of time.
Working through all of her work. And it's because we think that there is literary value in it that transcends popularity, although it's great that it's popular, but that perhaps a lot of times popular is a diminishing word,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Absolutely.
And so I think what we are so excited about is that this conference has really dedicated itself to looking at her literary legacy.
Agreed. Not everyone knows this statistic, but most people listening to this podcast probably know the statistic. She's third behind the Bible and Shakespeare, but Agatha Christie is someone who obviously affects a lot of people's lives pretty much everywhere in the world, and I think it's important to analyze how that works and why that works.
We've never really talked about this on the podcast, but we can see where you, our beloved listeners, are listening from.
Mm-hmm.
And the breadth of it is incredible.
Yeah, it's true, literally all over the globe.
All over the globe. And our Facebook fans are from all over the globe. And it's this remarkable thing that this is an author who matters enough to you that you want to listen to us talk about her for an hour every week.
Yeah. These two randoms in Los Angeles.
Because we are dedicated to the investigation of her work. We're excited that a lot of similarly minded people are very dedicated to pursuing with, I think, academic rigor, as the title itself says, A Reappraisal.
Yeah, A Reappraisal is certainly in order for Dame Agatha. So we will be speaking specifically about the notion of justice in the Christie canon. And just a tiny, tiny preview for those who may be deciding whether or not to attend. If this, we'll wet your whistle.
Really, really good at selling.
Yeah, let's
you on
wet
it.
Your whistle here. And we've touched on this a little bit before, but it is curious in Christie that, as we see it, you can kind of look at justice within the murder mystery canon as focusing either on justice for the victim or justice for those who are left behind after the victim has been murdered. And Christie seems to have a lot of consideration for and emphasis on those who are left behind, sometimes to the exclusion of, or at least to the minimization of, the victim or considerations for the victim.
To clarify that point, those of you who listened to our Murder at the Vicarage episode, we talked, you know, at length about, it's almost a seemingly minor point, but the solution to the mystery really hinges on the fact that they could convince the doctor that the damage done to the living outweighed his other responsibilities.
Right. Right. As our listeners know, we not only use the text itself of each book or short story that we're discussing, but we look at sources such as Dame Agatha's autobiography and other scholarly writings about Dame Agatha over the years. And there is a lot to be said both from her and from others about her thoughts on what is justice for a murderer and how that justice should be meted out. So we'll be looking obviously at a number of novels and direct texts, but also drawing on just a bunch of stuff. So it should be interesting.
Right. So it's Monday, June 19th to Tuesday, June 20th. And if anyone of our many listeners in the UK happens to be nearby, please do register. I mean, we're thrilled to have been invited.
Yeah, and I would just say check out the website because it has a really good rundown of all the other panelists and just what's happening. There are some special events and whatnot. It's all quite impressive and very well done. And as we said, we're really excited. So that URL is www.agathachristieconference.com. Check it out. Yeah, for those in the UK, or if you want to make a trip.
Have a little fun summer sojourn trip.
You know, to Cambridge. It's lovely that time of year.
I mean,
it actually is.
I don't know. I did live there during those months at one point, and I think lovely depends on the day.
You can also, I should mention, follow, they are on Twitter as well, at @AC_conference. That is another way to acquire some information about them.
And we plan on providing plenty of updates to everybody during it, before it. There's a very cool conference at the British Library the previous weekend called Bodies from the Library,
which we will be attending just as attendees.
Absolutely.
And cannot wait for that.
And if any of you are also attending, please contact us on our various social media accounts because we're very interested in talking to like-minded folks.
I mean, there's a panel on Edmund Crispin. I nearly died when I saw that.
I'm beyond excited. And I'm excited about the idea of apparently a crossword puzzle in mystery novels talk because I don't know if it's ever been said on this podcast, but one of my true loves is actually Inspector Morse.
Hope there's not a prize for the crossword puzzle. You know what, though? Let's not say because this is a standalone, so we don't want to spoil anything.
We'll hopefully add some stuff to Instagram and Facebook and some fun photos and facts. And I hope that we're going to try to do a little bit of recording when we're there, too.
Absolutely. That'll be really fun. So Poirot coming up in a little bit. We'll get back to Poirot short stories. Email us at allaboutthedame@gmail.com or contact us on Twitter at allaboutthedame or on Facebook. Our Facebook page is All About Agatha, or even on Instagram, and our Instagram handle is @allaboutagatha.
And you can always contact us individually on Twitter too, @Brobcat and @KemperDonovan.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
C
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.